I think many interesting points have been raised, and I had not been following the news very carefully, but I am concerned that if the Pope is concerned about AI, God is, so that worries me. I think, look, I mean, I'm going to talk a little bit about regulation, but I think difficult to get to an agreement on it. It's just right now it's a hot topic and debated, but I've spent some time looking at it. And I think Tufi's point was specifically related to a group of engineers and scientists, that 60 of them signed a letter asking the world governments to stop AI you know, research. And that kind of regulation, the kind of regulation that in general tries to stop the progress of AI, and that is problematic, because, you know, other people are, as he said, continuing. But there are other issues with that. Who is going to regulate AI? And will China respect European regulation, or with the U.S., will the U.S.? And even the European regulation, I'd like to remind you, excludes from regulation military research on AI. So the part of AI and you know, things related to espionage and other things, so government related. So the part of AI that people are worried about, you know, is not being regulated, even with the laws that are being enacted. The speed of change, we talked about this. What government is going to be able, as you said, George, what government is going to be able to be quick enough to regulate AI changing every day? But there's also something else. Let's say that the government wants to regulate AI. How does it do it? Is it parliament? Parliament is going to be too slow. So, okay, we're going to, the answer usually is we're going to set up a regulatory authority. Very good, a regulatory authority. Professionals know about AI. They're going to monitor it all the time. What budget are you going to give them? You know, if OpenAI is going to spend $7 trillion on developing, you know, artificial superintelligence, you know, what government is going to spend $7 trillion to monitor it, or even anywhere near that? And the last thing is, by definition, by the very definition of it, you know, now we're talking about AI, then AGI, then ASI. Artificial superintelligence means, if one government or one entity, and this is what many of us are fighting, not for it not to happen. We don't want one government or one entity to control it. Because ASI means that if a human being is a million times more intelligent than an ant, ASI is a million times more intelligent than a human being. So you are asking the ant to regulate the human being, and it's not going to happen. And this is why, you know, the best, Thibault mentioned education, regulation, and competition. And, you know, regulation is very limited in what can do. Education is very, very important, and everybody, every government should be looking at reviewing the curriculum of, you know, of its schools. But it's competition in the form of decentralized AI that is going to, I think, be the most important. I will answer one more thing, I mean, about bringing this whole thing back to PPP. Look, I went at the beginning and I answered about how AI can really help with every step of the PPP process. What I didn't mention is the following. You know, and many of you here know that already, every year the world is doing less than 300 PPP projects. And then we sit here and talk about PPP achieving the SDGs. Forget it. You're going to achieve the SDGs with 300 projects a year? That's two projects per year per developed country, two projects. How important are these projects? The only way, and I'm very happy to say that both WAP and UNECE, and with the support of the working party on PPP at UNECE, we are working on this, because we agree that the only way that PPP is going to impact SDGs is by doing 10,000 projects a year. And to do 10,000 projects a year, it means doing small-scale PPP at the local level, at the municipal level, and this is where AI comes in. AI comes in because, you know, you are not going to be able to spend $3 million analyzing every municipal project. You have a street lighting project in some third world country in a town in order to avoid, you know, problems in security, and the street lighting project costs $100,000. You're not going to spend $3 million to analyze that project. So therefore, this is why AI, by automating many things, by reducing the cost of all the studies that need to take place, the cost of monitoring, et cetera, this is where AI is going to be so important to achieving the SDGs.